जय गोपी जन बलवा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदानंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, यशोदानंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लवा गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन बल्लवा गिरिवर धारी, यशोदा नंदना ब्रज जन रंजना, जमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधवा कुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे रामा 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय प्रभुपदा जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जय प्रभुपाद जय ओम विष्णु पाद परमहंसा परिवाजक आचार्य अश्वत शत श्री श्रीमद डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय ग्रंथराज श्रीमद भागवतम की जय ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू असेंबल डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज ऑल ग्लोरीज टू गुरु एंड गौरंगा नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जये मुदीरे नष्ट प्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Hare Krishna. So we are reading from Canto 7, Chapter 14, The Ideal Family Life, text number 37 and 38. Puraniya anenena srishtani Puranyanena Shrishtani Nartriyagrishi Devata Nartriyagrishi Devata Sete Jivena Rupena Purvishu Purushohi Asau Purani anena shrishtani Nartriya grishi devata Sete jimena rupena Purishu purushohi asha Purani anena shrishtani Nartriya grishi devata Sete jivena rupena Purishu purushohi asha Purani anena shrishtani Nartriya grishi devata Sete jivena rupena पुरेषु पुरुषो हि यसा पुराणि अनेन सृष्टानि नर्त्रिया ऋषि देवता सेते जीवेन रूपेण पुरुषे पुरुषो हि यसा पुराणि अनेन सृष्टानि नृत्रिया ऋषि देवता सेते जीवेन रूपेण पुरुषे पुरुषो हि यसा माताजी पुराणि अनेन सृष्टानि नृत्रिया ऋषि देवता सेते जीवेन रूपेण पुरुषो पुरुषो हि यसा पुराणि अनेन सृष्टानि नृत्रिया ऋषि देवता शेते जीवेन रूपेण पुरुषे पुरुषो हि यसा पुराणि अनेन सृष्टानि नृत्रिया ऋषि देवता सेते जीवेन रूपेण पुरेषु पुरुषो हि असाव पुराणि रेजिडेंशियल प्लेसेस और बॉडीज अनेन बाय हिम द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड सृष्टानि अमंग दोज क्रिएशंस नर मैन त्रियाक other than human beings, animals, birds, etc. Rishi, saintly persons, Devataha, and demigods, Sete, lies down, Jivena, with the living entities, Rupena, in the form of Paramatma, Pureshu, within these residential places or bodies. Purushaha, the Supreme Lord, He, indeed, asau, He, the Personality of Godhead. Translations and purport by His Divine Grace, Srila A.C. Bhaktivedanta Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has created many residential places like the bodies of human beings, animals, birds, saints, and demigods. In all of these innumerable bodily forms, the Lord resides with the living being as Paramatma. Thus, He is known as the Purusha Vatara. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text number 61, It is said, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hridayeshe Arjuna Tishtani Brahmanayan Sarva Bhutani Yantra Ruddhani Mayaya. The Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart, O Arjuna, and is directing the wanderings of all living entities who are seated as on a machine made of the material energy. The living entity who is part and parcel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead exists on the mercy of the Lord, who is always with him in any form of body. The living entity desires a particular type of material enjoyment, and thus the Lord supplies him with the body, which is like a machine. Just to keep him alive in that body, the Lord remains with him as Purusha, Sri Rudrakshi Vishnu. This is also confirmed in Brahma Samhita 535. Iku api asavrachyatam jagadananda kotim yachaktirasti jagadananda chayayadanta andantrastha parmanu chayantrastham govindam adipurusham tam aham bhajami.
I worship the personality of Godhead, Govinda, who enters the existence of every universe and every atom by one of his plenary portions and thus manifests his infinite energy throughout the material creation. The living entity, being part and parcel of the Lord, is known as Jiva. The Supreme Lord Purusha remains with the Jiva to enable him to enjoy material facilities. Text number 38.
Teshweva Bhagavan Rajamas Tata Tarata Mena Vartrate Tasmati Patram Hi Purusho Yavan Atma Yathe Yathe.
O King Yudhishthira, the super soul in every body gives intelligence to the individual soul according to his capacity for understanding. Therefore, the super soul is the chief within the body. The super soul is manifested to the individual soul according to the individual's comparative development of knowledge, austerity, penance, and so on. Purport. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 15, text number 15, it is said, Mata smritir jnanam apohanam cha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, in his localized aspect, gives intelligence to the individual soul as far as he is able to grasp it. Therefore, we find the individual soul in different high and low positions. A living entity with the body of a bird or beast cannot take instructions from the Supreme Soul as adequately as an advanced human being. Thus, there are gradations of bodily forms. In human society, the perfect Brahmana is supposed to be the most advanced in spiritual consciousness, and further advanced than the Brahmana is the Vaishnava. Therefore, the best persons are the Vaishnavas and Vishnu. When charity is to be given, one should take instructions from Bhagavad Gita, chapter 17, text number 20.
Datavyam iti yadanam diyate anupakarine dese kale cha patre cha tad danam satvikam smritam.
That gift which is given out of duty at the proper time and place to a worthy person and without expectations of return is considered to be charity in the mode of goodness. One should give charity to Brahmanas and Vaishnavas. For thus, the Supreme Personality of Godhead will be worshipped. In this connection, Srila Madhavacharya comments,
Brahmadi sthavaranetisu na visesho hare kvachet vyakti matra visheshena taratmayam vadanti cha.
Beginning from Brahma down to the end, everyone is conducted by the super soul, Ishvara Sarva Bhutanam Hideshe Arjuna Tishtati. But because of a particular person's advancement in spiritual consciousness, he is considered to be important. Therefore, the Brahmana Vaishnava is important. And above all, the super soul, the personality of Godhead, is the most important personality.
Om Agyan Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshuran Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vancha Karpataruvascha Kripa Sindhu Bhaya Ivacha Patita Nam Pavani Bhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advait Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So in this particular chapter, we have been discussing the conversation which took place between Narada Rishi and Yudhishthira Maharaj. And Yudhishthira, being a pure devotee of the Lord, wanted to hear more and more about how to perfect one's life. And so in the earlier chapters, Narada Rishi described him the duties and responsibilities of brahmacharis, vanprastha, ashram, and sannyasis. Now in chapter 14, Yudhishthira Maharaj asked Narada about the responsibilities, duties, and dharma of grihasthas. And Narada Rishi is describing that in detail about how one grihastha, anybody who is in a householder or grihastha ashram should conduct his life. So in the beginning, they were talking about the various sanskaras, the obligations which a householder has towards his ancestors, towards the demigods, towards other members of the society, and so on, and how one can repay one's debts to all these personalities. And slowly Narada Rishi is bringing the Supreme Personality of Godhead into the focus. Earlier it was more on how to conduct different sanskaras, what are the auspicious dates to conduct the sanskaras, what are the holy places which grihastha should visit to benefit and make progress in their devotional life, and so on. And now in the last few verses, he is talking about the Paramatma aspect of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we know when we discuss the features of Lord Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we know that there are three aspects: the Brahman aspects, Paramatma, and Bhagwan aspect. So here Narada Rishi is mentioning, and Srila Prabhupada further explains in the purport, and he's quoting Bhagavad Gita, which are the words of the Lord himself, that the Supreme Lord is situated in everyone's heart. So I number of times used to wonder that we pay obeisances to other Vaishnavas, we pay respects to them, and sometimes we are paying respect to a very senior devotee, much elevated and at a higher level than ourselves, and they also respond in the same fashion, they also pay respects to us. So I once asked this question, that I feel very uncomfortable when you are paying respect to me. And the answer which I got was very interesting, that I'm not paying respect to you, I'm paying respect to Krishna in you. The Paramatma who is situated in you, I'm paying respect to that Paramatma. So it was an eye-opener for me. So I always really felt that there was a very, very appropriate answer, and that can also bring us into that stage of humility, that we treat each and every human being with respect, not only the devotees, but since Supreme Personality of Godhead is situated in each and every living entity, is present there, so all the living entities should be given the same respect. Now we often talk of anarthas, that we have to guard against anarthas, we have to get rid of our anarthas, and so on. Now it is important, yes, of course, we have to get rid of our anarthas from the previous lives, and so on, and we have to guard against committing more anarthas now. So when our acharyas talk about anarthas, they are different type of anarthas, but two type of anarthas which are very, very serious in nature and one should be extremely careful are anartha against the
holy name, and we call it Namaparad, and the other one is Vaishnavaparad. So even it is said that by praying to the Lord and chanting His holy name sincerely, we can be pardoned for Namaparad. But Vaishnavaparad is the most serious one, and it is not always very easy to get, you know, excused for that. The only way one can probably seek forgiveness is by speaking to the Vaishnav against whom that aparad has been made. So I was thinking about it myself in my own personal life, and I find that number of times in our dealings, we do not really pay much attention to this aspect, because we just take it for granted. We take it, we talk in the normal way without realizing that sometimes we may be hurting the other person, we may be hurting the Vaishnavas, we may be insulting them sometimes by our conduct, and that can be a really very serious matter. Recently, I attended a seminar when I was in Mayapur last month. And it was about devotee care. And something very interesting realization I had from that particular seminar. And it was that the way we treat other devotees reflects the relationship which we have with Krishna. It's such an interesting realization for me. Number of times we, or especially in the Kanishtika Adhikari stage when we are neophytes, we take the deity worship very seriously. We come to the temple and we will spend hours together to, you know, engage in deity worship and service unto the deity. But when it comes to dealing with other Vaishnavas, there's a lot of improvement one can make. Because for us, deities are important, and there is no doubt about it. Prabhupada says, therefore, Grihastha's deity worship is very, very important, but so is the respect and the treatment given to other Vaishnavas. So that is a very important aspect of bhakti, that by praying to other Vaishnavas, by their mercy, by getting their blessings, we get the blessings of Krishna. And that is the easiest way to make progress in devotional service, by getting the blessings of senior Vaishnavas or other Vaishnavas, anybody for that matter, will help us to make progress in our devotional life. So the important aspect is that every living entity should be respected to the best, in the best possible way. And the reason we are doing is that everybody is part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna himself is situated in all those living entities, so they should be all respected. Then Prabhupada talks in the purport, the living entity desires a particular type of material enjoyment, and thus the Lord supplies him with a body, which is like a machine. So, we often have desires, and all of us have desires as a matter of fact. If somebody says that I have no desire, then very likely that person is lying. The nature of desires may be different. You know, I may desire a car, somebody may desire a house, somebody may desire a beautiful wife or a very handsome husband or things like that. Or somebody may desire to please Krishna. So the nature of desires will differ. And based on our desires and our, you know, karmas in our present lifetime, our next body
is decided. So I often joke with some of my friends that it is up to us to desire what we want to be, but it is up to Krishna to fulfill that. And number of times, the important part here is that Krishna will fulfill those desires at his terms and conditions, not at our terms and conditions. So, for example, if you know, I want to be a great swimmer, and you know, I want to be the topmost swimmer in the world, and I always pray to Krishna every day when I come to the temple. I pray, Krishna, you know, make me a great swimmer. I want to be the best swimmer, and so on. So Krishna says, yes, sure. So in my next lifetime, I may become a fish, and I will be swimming all my life. So Krishna fulfilled my desire, but at his terms and conditions. So that's why it is very, very important that we have when we have a desire, and when we pray to Krishna, we be extremely careful. Because the terms and conditions at which those desires will be fulfilled, we have no idea what they will be. So Rupa Goswami says that Anya Abhilashita Shunyam. So Abhilasha is desire. If we have zero desire, now Prabhupada says that in material world, it is just not possible to have no desires at all. So have a desire, which is to please Krishna, then I think we are on the right path. Because if we are surrendering to Krishna, if our only desire is to please Krishna, then Krishna is going to take care of us. Then all those silly mistakes which we make, Krishna is going to pardon us for that, and we are not really going to get any reactions for those. So in other words, the terms and conditions at which those our desire will be fulfilled are the one which are best suited for us. So here Prabhupada says that Krishna gives the body according to our desires. So if our desires are just to please Krishna, then we will get that kind of a body where we can just fulfill our desire of pleasing him. In the next verse, Prabhupada is talking about the intelligence given to the living entities by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Krishna, as we said, Krishna is situated in each and every living entity. So a number of times we try to do things or even imagine things, and we feel that, oh, nobody knows about it. So we can fool others sometimes, but we cannot fool the super soul situated in our heart. So the super soul knows exactly what is going on in our mind, what our desires are, what we want to do. So we once asked this question that, you know, sometimes, or actually I can talk for myself, most of the times we have all so-called sinful desires or funny desires. So what happens in that case? So are they all, I'm going to get the karmic reactions for that? So the answer was that in previous yugas, it was so. Even if we would desire to do something, but we don't do it, we'll still get a reaction for it. But in Kali Yuga, if we desire but don't execute it, then we are not going to get the reaction. So that is the little, you know, good part of Kali Yuga. So here, coming back to the purport. So Prabhupada says that Krishna gives us intelligence depending on our ability to grasp it. So we see now different living entities, and we can confine our discussion to human beings. Different human beings behave differently in different situations. We act differently, we have different tastes, and so on. So all this is result of our desires and karmas from the previous life, and the super soul situated in our heart is sanctioning what we are doing in this hour, in today's life, in today's situation. So how, what our relationship is with Krishna, that is really going to decide how our actions will be. So if we are truly connected with Krishna, and connected with Krishna means we are truly surrendered to Krishna, then all our activities are sanctioned by Krishna and there are not going to be any karmic reactions to those activities. On the other hand, as human beings, we have the doership mentality, and actually that's one of the reasons why we are in this material world. So we have doership mentality and we get a lot of pleasure in declaring that I have done this, I have done this, and you know, we make a big list of our achievements. Even if I haven't done anything, if you ask me, I will have a big list of what all I do. On the other hand, if you see a devotee who is in advanced stages, or who is we can call Uttam Adhikari or even Madhyam Adhikari, we find that they are so humble that some often they are mistaken for just beginners. They are so humble in their approach, the way they conduct themselves, we can easily mistake them to be very, very at starting level. So I was just reading recently about the difference between pride and humility. So it says the pride is who is right. So we are always fighting, I am right, you are right, or you know, you are wrong. Actually, most of the time I am right. So that's what we are doing. But humility is what is right, and not who is right or who is wrong, but what is right. So that is the important aspect that can really develop that sense in us, that we have to really go for the right thing and not necessarily fight over who is right or who is wrong. So by thinking of, by surrendering to Krishna and connecting, trying to connect with him, we can develop that sense. Then towards the middle and end of the purport, Prabhupada talks about the human society, where Prabhupada says that Brahmana is supposed to be the most advanced in spiritual consciousness. And further advanced than the Brahmana is the Vaishnava. So, why a Vaishnava is more advanced or should be given more respect than a Brahman? Any thoughts? Yes. Subhal Prabhu wants to say something.
Yeah, that point that the Vaishnava is a servant of Krishna, the Brahmana is supposed to understand that he is spirit soul, he's Brahman, he understands Brahman. But the Vaishnava goes beyond understanding that it's a spirit soul, but how to act as a spirit soul in service.
Absolutely. So that is the important part. So Brahman has the knowledge, but Vaishnava is actually practicing that knowledge. So that is why a Vaishnava is even at a higher platform and should be given the respect accordingly. So, and all of us are aspiring Vaishnava, some of you are already at that stage, and the aim is that we engage ourselves in Krishna's service, and that way we can really perfect our life. Then Srila Prabhupada talks about giving charity, though it is not part of the translation, but it is a very important aspect of for a grihastha to understand to whom the charity should be given, because we are taught right from the childhood that it is nice to be charitable. We should be charitable towards others. But how do we give in charity is also very, very important. There are different situations, and if we are not acting judiciously, if we are not acting according to the instructions given in our scriptures, if we are not following the instructions which Krishna has given in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, then even though we may be thinking that we are doing a charitable act, but we may still be getting negative reactions to that act. So ideally, Prabhupada says here, the charity should be given to Vaishnavas and Brahmanas. And what is the reason for that? Because Brahmanas and especially Vaishnavas are going to use whatever we offer to them in Krishna's service. So that is the best part or the best type of charity one can engage in. We give it to some, we can do it ourselves. We should, whatever resources and wealth which is available to us, we should use it in Krishna's service. But being in this material world, we have so many activities going around us that ourselves, we may not be able to do it properly as grihasthas. So we take the help of somebody who is an expert in that area. And who is an expert in that area? As we just discussed, a Vaishnava, because Vaishnava is engaged in Krishna's service, and whatever will be available to him, he is going to use it for Krishna. So that way, first of all, Prabhupada says that we should not have any expectation when we are giving in charity. So, but even if, let us say, we have some expectations, we are going to get only the positive reactions for the donations and the charity given to Vaishnavas or a temple where the funds are going to be used in Krishna's service. I would like to repeat this here a little bit, a word of caution, because there are several organizations and several societies are there who seek donations and charity. And they have tax-exempt certificates from the government and so on. And a lot of people make donations to them as well. But how those donations are used is very, very important. So in other words, one shouldn't give out in charity blindly. One should use the intelligence which Krishna has given us and then act. So we have to make little effort to know that the donations which we are giving are being used in Krishna's service, in Vishnu's service, and that is the best way of practicing this aspect of grihastha's responsibility. So I would like to end here and invite comments, corrections, and questions. Swal Prabhu.
Thank you, Radha Raman Prabhuji. I have two questions from two very beautiful thoughts that you brought up. At least that it immediately caught me. One was in terms of the ego power and trying to establish one's, you know, positions of being right. And rather than do that, you said that one should strive for doing the right thing rather than to trying to establish that one's right. So maybe if you can give us an example of how to, you know, understand that, or probably, you know, something that we can understand how to apply it.
It's very easy, Prabhu, because it happens every day so many times. Especially you are living in a very, very, you know, sterile environment, so you are not affected with so much. But, you know, once we go outside in our daily life, it happens every day. So even we are having a meeting, for example, and we want to see how we can make certain improvements in Brahmachari Ashram. So people who are devotees who are participating in the discussion, they have their own ideas. Everybody is giving some idea. Now, and some of them may be excellent ideas, but they are not excellent for me because they are not my ideas. So because those ideas are coming from somebody else, I have a little bit of a, you know, reservations about them. So I will try and find sometimes arguments and reasons against them, even though in my heart I know that these are wonderful ideas. So that's a one very simple example. And this can manifest in different ways. In our day-to-day life, while we are interacting with other human beings, it happens because my idea is the best idea, and not necessarily we are looking at the person who is giving the idea and not the idea itself. And same way, you know, there's a saying in Hindi, the meaning of which is that we should not look, we should not hate a person who is doing a wrong thing. We should hate the wrong thing which he is doing. The person as such, they are all, like we say, they are part and parcel of Krishna. So they have to be respected. But if somebody is doing a wrong thing, that is what has to be corrected. But often, we develop a negative feeling towards the person himself. That is wrong. Does that clarify, Prabhu?
It's such a deep realization that, you know, one can possibly, you know, spend the whole seminar on that, on that subject matter. But thank you, yeah. I guess one thing that I can add is that the right thing is for us as devotees is that our mood is to respect and to serve, you know, what is being discussed here in terms of offering respect to all living entities, because Krishna is within the heart, and our own mood of being a servant of all, you know, and give respect. So that's something that is right. And one have to always be, you know, governed by that right thing, you know, the mood of service towards others. You know.
Yeah. If we have a difference of opinion, we can express it, but it is about the subject matter, not about the person. Mm. That is where the line is very, very thin. Often, when we are expressing our disagreement, we take it personally. If I have given certain ideas and somebody finds some shortcomings or deficiencies in that idea, I take it personally. Oh, he has said something against me and not against my ideas. So that is what one has to differentiate, that it is not nothing personal. It is just that what we are trying to do, we have to do in the best possible way, because we are using Krishna's resources. We are using Krishna's money, probably. And we should try to do the best for Krishna. And it doesn't really matter whose idea it is. The important thing is that what we are doing should be nice and fitting for you know, the lordships.
Thank you, Prabhu. The second beautiful thought that you brought in your class was that realization that you had in Mayapur while going to the devotee care seminar, that how you behave towards other devotees reflect your relationship with Krishna. And if I behave wrong, if I behave in a not okay manner towards another Vaishnava, obviously that reflects in my relationship. But that relationship, like one time my Guru Maharaj said, relationship, you know, it takes two to tangle, as that says, you know. It's a two-way thing. So if that relationship is not appropriate, or it's not, in harmonious, then it means that, you know, there's something that is happening both ways. And so it means that, you know, maybe I'm not acting all right towards you, and that relationship is strained, but then what is the part that we as the receiving end of, you know, someone dealing with us, another Vaishnava dealing with us in a matter that, you know, we feel that it may not be all right, you know, how that two-way happens, how, what responsibility we have in the receiving end of that behavior.
So I recently, not recently, I actually read this very often. His Holiness Bhakti Tirath Maharaj, in a seminar in Gitanagari, made some comments. I was not there, but I just got the document in one of the seminars which I attended here, and it is on relationships, and I will forward it to you also, because it's such a nice way of putting things, and I try to read that regularly because it keeps me grounded. And it says that in a relationship, if something goes wrong, I should always consider it as my mistake, my fault, and try to work on that. Because by saying that it is your mistake, I'm going to make things worse. So that is the approach if we take, there is a possibility for the relationship to improve and strengthen. Maharaja said it so nicely. I have that document, you know, on my desktop, because I, as I said, I read it, you know, regularly after every 15 days or so to, you know, remind myself, because it is so easy to forget, you know. We just want to find fault with others. This is the, you know, human tendency. And so very difficult to practice, but still one should know that it can help in our day-to-day relationships, dynamics. Yes, Jitendra Prabhu. You are finished, Prabhu?
Yes.
Thank you.
I remember reading that too, but the extension of that was because we have to, well, not because, but we do see the same people every day. So you remember that part of it now?
No, Prabhu, you can say it for everybody's benefit.
Well, it says, you know, if something goes wrong, we should think of it as our fault. But that's the humble position. But also that we also have to see these people every day.
Yes, it is true.
And on the Brahman and Vaishnav, there's a book out. It's by Bhakti Siddhanta. It's about the comparison of a Brahmin and a Vaishnav. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you've heard of that book.
No.
Yeah, we used to sell it in the gift store. And then about fooling people, did you say something about fooling people? Well, Abraham Lincoln said, you can fool some of the people some of the time, and some of the people all the time, but you can't fool all the people all the
all
time.
All the time, yes.
That's just
that I have heard, yes.
Hare Krishna.
I would only, you know, again, a part of the, you know, realizations from Mayapur is that a question was asked that how we can bring humility to other people? And the answer is by our own example. So we have to set an example for others. Yes, Prabhu.
I once said to Nityananda Pran, we were talking about this one devotee who was not being very humble, and I said, well, geez, if he would just become a little humble. And Nityananda Pran says, either you're humble or you're not humble.
Yes. Thank you, Nityananda Prabhu. Any other thoughts, realizations? Okay. Thank you so much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.